listener production.
Dawn on the 25th of April 1915, and Zach troops landed at the Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The Dawn service in Mackay is wrapping up this morning at Jubilee Park, as many came to gather to honour those who have served. Major John Zimmerman opening the Dawn service.
We remember all, past and present, those who returned and those who did not, those who continue to serve, and their loved ones who yearn for their safe return. To those of you who have served or continue to serve, we as a community thank you.
The Anzac Day march through Mackay will commence from Jubilee Park at 8:30 this morning, followed by the ceremony at 9:30. In other news, the Premier says he will consider calls from the Queensland Financial Councillors for $15 million in urgent funding. The association revealed an increasing number of those in financial despair are being turned away, as 29 full-time registered financial councillors and 81 part-timers struggle to keep up with the cost of living crisis. Stephen Miles says he has heard the calls.
We do provide some funding to financial counselling services and will consider that request for additional funding through the budget process.
And despite one councillor disagreeing with the idea of keeping Mackay's e-scooters, they are here to stay. Mayor Greg Williamson says they are popular with both locals and tourists.
So we're now actually entering into some negotiations with some successful tenderers, hopefully, in a new tender to continue. It'll come back to council. We want to be able to have a say on geofencing and safety measures and where they're left, of course, in our city.